Guilt and fear are gnawing at the very core of my being. I'm in terrible, terrible trouble, and it's my fault, and the news my mother has just given me makes everything far, far worse. Josh will take care of us? She must be kidding. Yes, says my mother. Don't look at me that way. Your father and I have spoken with him. It will be fine. I continued to stare at my mother in disbelief for several seconds. She's not kidding. Josh, I finally manage. Yes, will take care of us? Yes. Josh, yes. You think that will be fine? Yes. It's a power yes, delivered with a backward-leaning wind-up and emphatic forward thrust of the head, as if she's catapulting the conversation-ending response at me. She holds the position, eyes wide, gaze boring into mine, searching for signs of unwise resistance. I zag. Dad! Isaac, your father and I have already... Dad! My father, his profile to me, holds up a distracted finger from across the room. I hear him saying something about blood gases into the phone. Isaac, says my mother, I told you, we've discussed it already. Here, wash this. She shoves a potato into my hands. But wash. I wash, gnawing on my lips, barely noticing what I'm doing. It's early evening, Thursday, not quite a week after the tragic events at Temple Israel. We're all in the kitchen. My mother is at the center island, chopping vegetables for soup. My father is 10 feet away, wandering in a random pattern by the dining table as he nods into the phone, on a call now for 30 minutes discussing a patient. From the old radio on the counter comes the opening bars of All Things Considered, blending with the comforting sounds of the neighborhood. A lawnmower humming on a distant lawn, birds singing, Lisa and her friends playing in the backyard, similar sounds repeated from lawn after lawn after lawn, in a safe cocoon that extends for miles in every direction, everyone inside and outside that cocoon unaware that my parents have gone insane. My father is going to Italy in 2 days for a conference. He'll be there for 2 full weeks. And now, my mother casually informs me she will be joining him, because the organizers have suddenly thrown in a free ticket for her, and what a fabulous opportunity, and how could she miss it? But it will be fine, you see, because Josh will take care of us. It's insane. They're insane. Insane, I mutter. What? Nothing. Boom. The house shudders. It's from the basement. Josh. I still haven't recovered from Eric's bar mitzvah. When I'm awake, I want to be asleep, just to escape the angst that eats away at my guts all day. But when I do manage to sleep, not an easy thing for me in general, I dream that it's me up there on stage, except I'm naked but for my semi-jufro, and I can't remember anything, and I'm totally unprepared, which isn't that far from the truth. Hence the fear and guilt. What I need now is support and comfort and stability, not to hear that both my parents will be gone for 2 weeks at this critical juncture, and that Josh will take care of us, and it will be fine. I scrub the potato, sweating, formulating strategies. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. What about renal failure? My dad is saying into the receiver. You know, maybe I should stick around. A ray of light. Yeah, maybe Dad should stick around, I second hopefully. He is not sticking around. It's been planned for a year, and he's speaking, and they're paying him, and he's not backing out now, she says, raising her voice to direct the last part of the sentence at him. He flaps a hand at her in exasperation. Well, why do you have to go? Isaac, why? Even I can hear the drawn-out, two-toned, childish whininess in my voice, but I don't care. Because I want my trip to Italy, she says.